This is Radio Moscow. Here's an announcement issued by the Soviet news agency TASS about the launching of the first ever artificial satellite of the Earth. For some years now, there's been scientific work and experimental designing in the Soviet Union to create artificial satellites of the Earth. As has already been stated in the press, the first launching of satellites in the Soviet Union were planned in accordance with the International Geophysical Year program of the scientific research. Large-scale intensive work by research institutes and designing offices has resulted in the creation of the first ever artificial Earth satellite. On October 4, 1957, the Soviet Union successfully launched the first satellite. According to preliminary data, the carrier rocket imparted to the satellite the necessary orbital velocity of about 8,000 meters a second. At present, the satellite is circling the Earth in an elliptic orbit, and it can be seen in the rays of the rising and setting sun with the simplest optical instruments, such as field glasses and telescopes. According to calculations, which are now being checked by visual observations, the satellite will be flying at altitudes of up to 900 kilometers above the surface of the Earth. One full circuit will take 1 hour and 35 minutes. The satellite's orbit is inclined to the equatorial plane at an angle of 65 degrees. The satellite will pass over Moscow twice on October 5, 1957, at 1:46 and 6:42 a.m. Moscow time. Information about the subsequent movement of the first artificial satellite, launched in the USSR on October 4, will be broadcast regularly. The satellite is in the form of a sphere, 58 centimeters in diameter. Its weight is 83.6 kilograms. The satellite has two transmitters, which regularly send back radio signals at frequencies of 20.005 and 40.002 megahertz, or wavelengths of 15 and 7.5 meters respectively. The transmitter power is sufficient for the signals to be heard by a broad range of DXs. The signals are bleeps of 0.3-second duration with a pause of the same duration. The signal at one frequency is broadcast during the pause between the signals at the other frequency. Monitoring stations in various parts of the Soviet Union are tracking the satellite and determining the parameters of its trajectory. Since there's no reliable information on the density of the upper layers of the atmosphere, there are no exact data for determining the duration of the satellite's existence and the place of its re-entry into the dense layers. Calculations have shown that due to its enormous speed, the satellite will burn up at the end of its flight when it enters the dense layers of the atmosphere at an altitude of several scores of kilometers. As far back as the end of the 19th century, the outstanding Russian scientist Konstantin Tsiolkovsky was the first to prove scientifically that spaceflight with the aid of rockets was possible. The successful launching of the first artificial satellite of the Earth has made a major contribution to world science and culture. The scientific experiment, conducted at such a great height, is of paramount importance for studying outer space and the Earth as a planet of our solar system. The Soviet Union plans to launch a number of other artificial Earth satellites during the International Geophysical Year. They will be bigger and heavier and will help in conducting a vast program of scientific research. Artificial satellites will pave the way for interplanetary travel, and our contemporaries will evidently witness how emancipated and conscientious labor in a new socialist society makes mankind's most daring aspirations come true. This is Radio Moscow. We have broadcast an announcement issued by the Soviet news agency TASS.
Сообщение ТАСС о запуске первого искусственного спутника Земли. 4 октября 1957 года в СССР произведен успешный запуск первого спутника. По предварительным данным, ракета-носитель сообщила спутнику необходимую орбитальную скорость около 8000 метров в секунду. В настоящее время спутник описывает эллиптические траектории вокруг Земли, и его полет можно наблюдать в лучах восходящего и заходящего Солнца при помощи простейших оптических инструментов, биноклей, подзорных труб и тому подобное. Согласно расчетам, которые сейчас уточняются прямыми наблюдениями, спутник будет двигаться на высотах до 900 километров над поверхностью Земли. Время одного полного оборота спутника будет 1 час 35 минут. Угол наклона орбиты к плоскости экватора равен 65 градусам. Над районом города Москвы 5 октября 1957 года спутник пройдет дважды в 1 час 46 минут ночи и в 6 часов 42 минуты утра по московскому времени. Сообщение о последующем движении первого искусственного спутника, запущенного в СССР 4 октября, будут передаваться регулярно широковещательными радиостанциями. Спутник имеет форму шара диаметром 58 сантиметров и весом 83,6 килограмма.